Inside tonight. I've held a few church services outside here in the States as well as overseas on the mission field, and this is a day I'm glad we are meeting inside. I don't know how they said it was 118 in Phoenix, and I don't know how accurate my thermometer is, but it was 120 in the shade on my back porch, 125 out in the sun today. It was hot. Went outside and the air conditioner was begging me to turn it off and huffing it. It is a warm day today. We're glad you're here, and praise the Lord that we do have an air-conditioned building. Praise the Lord we have padded pews and seats to sit on and all these comforts and cleaner carpet tonight. Amen. Thank you, Brother Kevin. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask God's blessings tonight. Father, we love you so much, and thank you for your goodness to us, your blessings upon us. I thank you for the joy of service and the joy of fellowship. I pray that you meet with us tonight. Help us to lift our hearts and voices in song. Father, as we sing and worship and praise you tonight, and I just pray that you move in our midst, encourage us, challenge us, lift us up. And Father, help us, Lord, that we feel physically drained from the heat of the day. Lord, may you stir our souls and excite our spirit tonight. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. And now, Father, we pray that you would bless our time together tonight in your word. I pray that you bless the reading of your word, the time that we spend in your word. And Father, we thank you so much for just a song that you give us in our heart as believers. And help us on a regular basis to remember there is a song in our hearts. There is a medley, Father, and we need to sing it, Lord. And I mean not just singing it and humming it, Lord, but also singing it by expressing the goodness of God in our lives during times of testimony and encouraging others of the goodness of God. So meet with us tonight as we finish up this section, Lord, on David's medley and song. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, we'll pick up. Hopefully people have had their leftovers or handout, leftover handout. My mind is stuck on food. I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, hopefully you have that handout from last week. If not, we do have a few extras if you were not here or need one. And then just let us know. And then we'll pick up where we left off. Last week we looked at we should sing of the God who strengthens us, the God who strengthened us. And tonight we'll read verses 50 and 51 of our text in 2 Samuel chapter 22. And we'll go with the next point. We should sing of the God who secures us, the God who secures us. The Bible here in the passage, let's read verse 50 and 51. Therefore, I will give thanks unto the Lord. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. Let's just pause there for a moment. Yes, we are to give thanks on the Lord, not just among one another, but among the heathen as well. It's good for the heathen to hear and to know that God is blessing us. And even right now, even though there's been a great tragedy, we need to add this to our prayer list. I meant to mention, but the tragedy going on with the flooding in Texas, we need to remember to pray for Texas, the leadership there, Governor Abbott, as well as those on the ground still looking, trying to find those young girls. But I'm so encouraged, even though there was some criticism, even trying to find the blame to point a finger at someone for the flooding, there's still some families there that are still praising God and asking God for his comfort and help during this time. So whether it be among the heathen or with among ourselves, it's easy to praise for the goodness of God among friends and family. And easy when God is blessing, but here in part of our text, even, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. As David looks back here at his music medley, here he takes a moment to look back, to look around, and to look ahead. And if we're honest, there's things that we can look back about and praise God for. We can look here in the present among where we're at today and praise God. And we might as well go ahead and praise him for his goodness in the future, because we know he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what David is doing. He sings of the God who secures. Letter A, sing of his past security, as we read in verse 50. Oh, how we need, as we talked about last week, of rehearsing the goodness of God for the next generation, the younger generation, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, and rehearsing the goodness of God and telling them, explaining them. I was so encouraged today, and I always enjoy it when the granddaughters spend the night, especially when they spend the night one at a time, because that means Papa's going to get cookies. because they always want to make cookies, always when they stay over, and often work on a craft. And today Michelle and Ivy made a body pillow or whatever, a homemade one for her. She's so excited about that. And they made cookies. And of course, as Papa, I get to sample the batter. I get to sample one of the first batches that come out hot out of the oven. And Ivy was so thrilled to come over and bring Papa a cookie. And I enjoy that. But what I enjoyed even more, as they're talking in the kitchen, and even though I should be studying and I hear a conversation, I can't help but to come out or open the door because if Ivy starts talking about the Lord, asking about God. Today she was asking about the Trinity. And Michelle trying to explain to a 9-year-old, 8-year-old the Trinity. And then talking about some other topics and Michelle just sharing with her about the goodness of the Lord. That's exactly what we are to do with the younger generation because he does secure us. And even in some of that conversation, she was able to talk about the goodness of protection and the security of our Lord. Here we see the word therefore. Therefore, I will give thanks. And there, the word therefore calls our mind backward. David examines the background of all the years that have passed in his life. And in this time of reflection, he sees the clear hand of God leading him, keeping him, and blessing him. And if those aren't good reasons just to bless the Lord in whether we sing a song of praise or sing in the sense of telling others of the goodness of God, we need to make sure and be reminded that thank him for leading us, for keeping us, and for blessing us. David sees a past that was completely secure. And we too have and can look back at a past of God who has kept us secure. Sure, there's been some bumps in the road. Sure, there's been some hardship. We've had our feelings hurt. We've had a few injuries. We've had some bad news. We've had some news that we really didn't maybe want to hear. We've had some mishaps. But through it all, God has secured us. He's protected us. He's provided for us. When was the last time that you looked back and thanked God for how he secured and provided protection? Well, maybe we were to have a theme every once in a while, a night, and give you advance notice like I give the men on Tuesday and say, next Wednesday night, we're going to take you 5 or 10 minutes and give some testimonies. Let's hear some testimonies of protection, for example. You know, when I was preparing this, my mind went immediately to the Autobahn in Western Germany, going down the road, a little frustrated because we got a late start in leaving, going down the road, and didn't have to worry about making up time because you drive wide open on the Autobahn anyway. But driving down the Autobahn, and then there's an accident. And we hate to see that in Germany because when there's an accident, it is bad. And this is a route that we traveled normally, so we kind of knew the mile markers and where we normally are if there isn't an accident. And getting there and getting backed up, I thought, well, I thought we were behind when we left. I guess we're really going to be behind now because it takes forever. Because it's not a mile or 2 miles down the road to the next exit. Sometimes it might be 10, 20, or 30 miles to the next exit. So there's no turning around. But long story short, as we begin to consider where we were at, how much we were behind, had we left on time, maybe we would have been involved in that accident. Only to get up there and see a semi-truck turn sideways, trying to avoid another car that was maybe going too fast or reckless on the Autobahn to keep from killing them and hitting them. He ended up getting in a little bit of an accident and stopped on the road. Again, when's the last time we just thought about the goodness and the testimony that we could share of God's leading and protecting and guiding hand? Look back to how he saved you and he changed your life. That was probably the first protection that God provided for all of us, is the day that he saved us, kept us from a burning hell, revealed himself to us that we realized we needed a savior. Remember how he has delighted in you. Talking about that protective hand, look back at verse number 20. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Boy, to think back of that, where the Lord may have protected us with that accident, I don't know the circumstance, but I sure like to think that way. Because he delighted in me, he protected, he provided, he shielded, he screened, as we looked at this past week. Not only do we see that should we sing of his past security, but letter B, we should sing of his present security there in our text in verse 50 and 51. We need to become a not only a praising church, but a praising people of God's people, of sharing the goodness of God. Look, make if you made it a goal that everyone that you talk to for the rest of the week, I want to try to share at least one blessing of God, whether it's past or whether it's present or what we're looking for Him to do in the future, because we know He may not give us what we want, but He'll give us exactly what He needs in His sovereignty of what we need and not maybe what we want. David looks around and sees the hand of God still working in his life. He was secured by God's power in the past, and now he knows and he speaks of God still working in his life. He was secured by God's power, and he knows that God is going to do it and protect his king as he has his king safely in his hand. Regardless of what the day may bring, we know that we are safe in God's tower of salvation. We all can share the same story. To me, it's always amazing how a child could be fearful of the dark, fearful of a circumstance or situation they're in. But as long as they know that they can grab dad's hand, mom's hand, papa's hand, relative's hand, somebody else, it's just they don't care what monster might be out there. It doesn't matter now because I have someone next to me. And we need to remind ourselves that we have that in the tower of salvation with our Lord. No matter what's going on, we are secure and sealed in his hand. Let the past be a showcase for God's power in our life. No matter what today may bring, God will keep his children safe and secure in the present. Do we praise him enough? Do we give him enough glory? Let me encourage you for the rest of the week. Even if it's a stranger, look for an opportunity to share God's blessing, to sing that medley of God's goodness of the past or even here in the present. Romans 8:28. I think many Christians have this memorized. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 15 through 17. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might be through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. See, as we walk through all the valleys, the trials, the burdens of our lives, we are the partakers of his divine providence in our life. You see, God's work in our present, God works in our present just as he has in our past. And again, that aspect of that, singing that medley, sharing that testimony, giving praise unto the Lord and thanking him for what he has done. So whatever comes our way is part of his divine plan and is a product of his love and blessings upon our lives. I'm glad that I wake up each and every day that I don't know what today brings. I'm glad I don't know. I'm glad that I can't see the future. I'm glad that the Lord doesn't reveal to me every morning in my devotions, well, Doug, this is what your day's going to be like today. I do like surprises, but I don't like the... Needless to say, it's good to know as we go out, there's nothing to fear when Jesus is near. Yes, it may be a little difficult. We may have to lean upon him, but the same God has done what he's done in the past. The miracles that he's worked, the comfort that he's provided is the same God that will do it in our presence. Let her see. Not only should we sing of his past security, his present security, but sing of his permanent or promised security in verse 51. Again, we see he is the tower of salvation for his king and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. You know, something I enjoy about some of the writings of David is how much he makes his relationship and talking about the Lord personal. You know, and those things that he does, we can apply that to us because we know the Bible says that he is no respecter of persons, but David makes that personal. And I think, you know, we should make it. It's easy to pray to God and make it personal when we're praying and asking for something. But what about when we're praising him with the goodness of what he's provided, what he's done for us, or sharing it with others? David looked back, he looked around, and he looked ahead. Looking ahead, he saw God still working in his life. David knew that God would secure his future as securely as he secured his past and his present. Friends, we have, as I mentioned, the same hope today. We need to remind ourselves, it's why it's good to rehearse these things, to have these medleys of praise and of testimonies unto the Lord, to remind us of what he's done in the past, what he's doing right now, and he'll be there for us in the future. God worked yesterday, and he is still working today, David says. He will also work in our futures on our behalf. In fact, no matter what time or eternity may bring our way, the saints of God are secure in their relationship with the Lord. And I think we would all agree with the statement, but sometimes maybe we need to remind ourselves. We are safer in the will of God no matter where his will be for our lives. Whether it's in the deepest, darkest continent in Africa, somewhere in the Congo, the Middle East, or wherever it may be, wherever we may be, if it's God's will, we're safer there than we are in the securest place. Safer than we would be in Fort Knox all by ourselves. Some of y'all would not fare well in Fort Knox by yourself, would you? Anyway, no matter where that may be, what other dangers may say, I remember when we were first arrived on the mission field. And we were living in a 20-some-story building, apartment building. I think we were on the 19th floor. No bars on the window, no air conditioning, no screens. So and it was in the middle of summer when we arrived. So when you open those windows, we had to be very careful because we had four children. A couple of them were small. One was a little boy that wasn't opposed to hanging out the window. Even at time got caught for dropping eggs out the window. That was a blow and got a little thrashing for that. Anyway, boys will be boys. But I could remember outside of the apartment building, we had a dumpster sitting front where people dropped their trash down the chute, and often it was overflowing. Trash was always behind because it was a socialist government. It seemed like the government couldn't keep up. People weren't being paid. Bottles and glass were scattered everywhere. And when Michelle's mom first came to see us and they drove up and they saw our building, she was horrified to see the trash, see all the glass. No bars on the windows, having to be careful about opening and closing windows when the kids are in the house, and, you know, 90, 100 degrees, 80% humidity, and no air at all, much less central. Only just the fan running, and the way we kept cool was we learned to time orange Fanta in the freezer in a Snickers bar in the evening. We had it timed perfectly. Brother Seaton, when we pulled it out, that the orange Fanta was slushy and not frozen. But the Snickers bar, of course, was frozen. Oh, the memories I could go back to. But anyway, back to my story. Here I go again with food. Mom pulls up, and she's horrified, and my father-in-law. And as they're coming in, and it was kind of worked out well because they felt even bad for us, because when they arrived, it was one of those days of the week where the elevator didn't work. So 19 floors up, 190, 100 degrees outside. That's how we in every day. Coming up, huffing and a puffing, I felt just a little bit bad for my mother-in-law, and then not bad at all for my father-in-law. But anyway, they come up, and Mom was so worried about the kids and all the conditions, and Dad reminds her, we remind her, well, sweetheart, Michelle and Doug are safer here with our grandkids because this is the center of God's will for the life. No matter what things look like, they are safer here than anywhere else. And how that reminded us is good for Michelle to be reminded to hear that, because we did have some concerns. But friends, no matter where we are in the world, that it's where God wants us to be, we can sing that medley of praise as we look back, see our present, or know in the future that God is there with us in all things. No matter what time or eternity may bring, the saints of God are secure in their relationship with the Lord. God worked yesterday, and he's promising to work in the future. Romans 8, 35 through 39, even with our missionaries, they know that. In those passages of Scripture, they memorize and commit to heart, because when we get discouraged and things aren't going well, we have to remind ourselves, though things aren't going the way we might would like to see them, this is here we need to be. This is where we're safe. It's where our family is safe. Romans 8, 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, Paul says, that neither death nor life nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature, I think he's got everything covered, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, our relationship with God is for all eternity. It will not change. It will not be any different. It is for all eternity. We are secure in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. John chapter 6, verse 37 through 40. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will nowise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Dear friends, no matter what comes our way, we are in a permanent agreement with the God of glory. A permanent agreement. Isn't it wonderful to know that though our world may change? I mean, I remember hearing my dad talking about making a deal just with a handshake. Now you got a contract that takes 50 lawyers to write, and you got to scrimp through all the legalese. But we just have a simple faith contract with the Lord that we are secure and there for us with the glory of God. Isn't it wonderful to know that we have a permanent agreement with our Savior? Can you see why David could burst into song? When you're down, when you're discouraged, when you're going through some hardship, just take a moment to not think about the present problem, but think about the past praises and the past benefits and provision that God has given you. Remind yourself of the present. No matter what I'm going through, he will make a way and see me through. And he has me sealed in the future, promised and is permanent that I'll be provided for and have a home in glory. Dear friends, David, his life was blessed and graced by Almighty God from the day God called him from the sheepfold until the day of the end of his reign. God saved him. God sustained him. God strengthened him. And God secured him. And we can say the same thing in our walk with the Lord. God has saved us. He sustained us. He has strengthened us. And he has secured us. David had much to sing praise about. And dear friends, I believe we have much to sing praise about. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Boy, how wonderful it is to know of God's blessings. Chapter 22 is a fitting song designed to thank God for his wonderful blessings and victories provided in us and through us. This is a medley that I believe that we all could sing if we take the time, take the effort to sing of the medley of the Lord, to sing praises unto him or just testify of praises unto him. See, we have more than enough reason to praise God today and forevermore. Let's get busy praising him. Let's get excited. We ought to be excited every time God's will. Why wait till the next church service? Why not pick up the phone and call someone? Why not just tell a complete stranger of how good God is? I had someone call me today to remind me of appointments. And as I answered the phone, the first time I've never talked to him before, his name is Josh. And he asked me as I answered the phone, well, how you doing today, Mr. Cook? I said, better than I deserve. And he laughed and said, that's my line. You beat me to it. And to just have an opportunity to share of the goodness of the Lord. Let's get busy praising him, not just to those that we know, not just to family, but maybe even among the heathen, even those that we don't know, someone that we might meet. I don't know about you, but who doesn't want to hear good news? You might meet a stranger and you might just talk to someone, might be standing in line at the Walmart, might be the cashier who's ringing you up, and why not say, hey, man, God, how would you like to hear a blessing today? Or, hey, has God blessed you? Tell me about the blessings of the Lord. Let's get busy praising and encouraging one another But every once in a while, let's just praise him to someone that we don't even know. Maybe someone that we're just acquainted with and sharing the blessings of God. Because God has been so good to us. David's music medley. We should sing of the God who strengthens us. We should sing to the God who saves us and sustains us. Let's do all we can to make sure each and every day that we're singing or giving some type of praise unto the Lord, whether it be to others or even with our own hearts and our own souls during our devotion time. I said it, I think, a couple weeks ago, but let me encourage you, in your devotion time, why not add a few more minutes and make part of your Bible reading and your prayer time also a time of praise and praising God for his goodness, or even praising God for others that they have shared with you and thanking them for sharing or blessing your friend, your neighbor. Let's pray. Father, again, we do praise you and thank you that we can have a song in our hearts, that we can have a music medley of praise, of not just singing unto you, but just sharing the blessings and the praises unto God. Dear Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for sustaining me. Thank you for strengthening me. And Father, thank you for meeting each and every need that I have in my life. There's no doubt, Father, that there's so many blessings that I have benefited from that are much more than I deserve. But Father, the greatest blessing of all is not just of salvation, but Father, knowing that you have secured me through all eternity. Help us to be grateful for those things. Father, thank you again for my church family. Thank you for those who are able to be here tonight and those that maybe are working or could not be here, that you provide and meet their needs. And Father, help us as we go through the week of thankfulness to encourage someone, to invite a friend, invite a neighbor, to invite someone to church. And Lord, help us to have a song of praise on our lips as we start each and every day. For we ask these things in the wonderful name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. As always, again, God loves you. His preacher loves you. I can be help to you in any way. Please do not hesitate to ask. Let's do what we can this week to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord and how he has met your needs. Amen.